Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRN's Anthony Moore.
Some people in the wind-blasted Matsu finally get their power restored. Others are continuing to battle with bursting pipes and frigid cold temperatures. This storm, one of the most powerful of its kind to hit Wasilla and Palmer, pummeled homes and businesses with constant high winds as high as 91 miles an hour. The storm damaged buildings, flipped airplanes and truck trailers, sent debris flying, and left up to 22,000 homes without power for long stretches of time with temperatures hovering near zero. Some outages are, by the way, expected to continue through the week. Alaska Army National Guard units are staged and standing by in Wasilla to help evacuate people who are isolated and need to be taken to warming shelters and to help with traffic management and pilot car operations if they are needed because of drifting snow. Borough Manager Mike Brown said during an assembly meeting on Tuesday night,
"As of Monday," and this really comes from the National Weather Service, they were talking about the Matsu Borough had seen 48 hours of sustained wind, making it the fourth longest strong wind event in the area, comparable to the third largest that occurred in February of 1979 with 51 hours of strong winds. That's a quote from Aviva Braun. Obviously, we'll see where that lands because we continue to experience sustained strong winds beyond yesterday morning. Values 20 to 35 degrees below zero. These winds could be dangerous and life-threatening for those without power, as frostbite can develop in as little as 15 minutes in these conditions. So we want to continue to encourage folks to be cautious, especially considering the lingering events as winds dissipate. So even though the winds may start to fall off and power may be restored, we still want to caution folks to be mindful that with these cold temperatures, there's still risk out there, not to let their guards down.
In addition, the governor announced State of Alaska Individual Assistance, which provides disaster recovery grants for those impacted in that area by the winter storm this past weekend. He was a third-generation Alaskan banker and philanthropist. Edward Rasmussen passed away Tuesday, January 4th, 2022, at his home in Anchorage. This according to a press release from Rasmussen. He reportedly succumbed to brain cancer following a year of treatment. Rasmussen was born August 27th, 1940, to his Alaskan-born father, Elmer Rasmussen, and Lyle Vivian Rasmussen. Over the course of 30 years, Rasmussen moved through the ranks of the family business, National Bank of Alaska, starting out as a teller, becoming a branch manager in Southeast Alaska, and ultimately leading an organization as chairman of the board. Along the way, he graduated from Harvard College. Rasmussen Foundation President and CEO Diane Kaplan, who was hired by Rasmussen as the foundation's first employee in 1995, said, quote, "One of Alaska's tallest trees has fallen. Ed's intense love of Alaska inspired a generation of board members and staff. He was a mentor in all matters Alaska and modeled how effective leaders balance work with a full and satisfying life. With Ed, you always knew where you stood. He gave the Rasmussen staff the encouragement and resources to pursue our passions so long as the aim was to benefit Alaskans," unquote. In July 2000, he orchestrated the sale of the National Bank of Alaska to Wells Fargo, which fueled the foundation's growth in assets and giving. Over the next 20-plus years, he steered the organization, making it the largest private funder in Alaska. Since 1955, Rasmussen Foundation provided more than $475 million in charitable donations to benefit Alaska. Rasmussen was 81 and for much of his life considered one of the most influential and generous men in Alaska. For more information, RadioKenai.com.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.